It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
It's 6:01 on the dot, everybody. I'm back with a round of Teens on Air. Very excited to be back, and man, it has been a crazy busy week I had. We have a lot of stuff to get to today on the show, but first, for all the local LA teens, what is up with this weather? I mean, it literally overnight went from 70 to 100, and it has not stopped. It has not gone down in the past 4 days. It's like a heat stroke and a half this entire week. And earlier this week, we actually had brush fires down in San Diego. Just want to give a reminder to everybody who's in those drier areas, move the dried up brush so you don't have to file an insurance claim this summer. All right, guys, let's get the show started. Before we get going today on a new segment for today, I think we're going to fire up the Z-Pod Shuffle Top 5. So rounding out the mix this week, waiting for it to load. I haven't hit the latest update on my Z-Pod this week. There it goes. Okay. Coming in at number 5, it's the band Bueller with Miles Behind. Guys, I'm back. We're on to our new segment. This is called the Z Report for Teens on Air. And the stuff we're going to have on this segment is headlines that you guys have helped make for the show. So let's start with our first story. This is straight out of the Huffington Post from this week.
And now it's time for the Z Report. It's the news you can use, created by teens across America. Let's check into the Z Studios for this week's headlines. With our only news anchor in the building, here's Zach Callison.
That's right. I am the only news anchor in the building. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I really hate finals. And I know it's that time of year. I know it's a touchy subject. But really, all we do is stress out and realize that we spent 20 minutes cramming the entire week and all the semester's work has fallen out of my brain. It's not even on the test. And then if I fail, if I went to public school, I have to go to jail, translation summer school. Anyway, I read this awesome story, and I realized that this kid in Texas solved all my problems. His name is Andrew Munich, and he's been gaining attention around the internet after he told ABC that he struck a deal with his art teacher that would allow him and his class to get out of a final exam. He told the outlet that his teacher said she'd throw out the test completely if he got 15,000 retweets on Twitter, but the representatives from the high school denied the deal ever took place, and they were quoted stating, "We are very disappointed in the fact that ABCNews.com did not do any fact-checking regarding the Round Rock High School exam story." That was district spokesperson Joy Lynn Okiuzi. She said that in a statement to a local TV station in Texas. She also said, "The art students at Round Rock High School will be taking their final exams at the end of the month." But really, I think if you look at the picture on the Huffington Post article, you can clearly see that on the dry erase board that's in the classroom with the picture, the deal is struck up between student and teacher right on it. And in my honest opinion, that's a legally binding contract. So if we have some other news here from IGN, they just released a huge press release last week. They said that Lionsgate is actually teaming up with Haim Saban for a remake of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. The creator of the Power Rangers was quoted in the IGN article stating, "Lionsgate is the perfect home for elevating our Power Rangers brand to the next level. They have the vision, marketing prowess, and incredible track record in launching breakthrough hits from The Hunger Games to Twilight and Divergent. In partnership with the Lionsgate team, we're confident that we'll be able to capture the world of the Power Rangers and translate it into a unique and memorable motion picture phenomenon with a legacy all its own." Now, I think those are some pretty strong words from the Power Rangers creator. But the crew here at Teens on Air thought we'd actually do some investigative reporting and actually interview a real-life Power Ranger. Andrew sent me into the field earlier this week, gave me a crash course in interrogation tactics to see if we could shake down one of the Rangers in an actual interview so we could get the bare essential facts, and we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now roll the clip for my interview with the Blue Lightspeed Power Ranger, Mike Chat. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. I'm sitting here with the very talented Mike Chat. Mr. Chat, let's get this interview started. So, now, you are a real-life former Blue Power Ranger, correct?
Oh, yes, that's right.
So, what were the requirements to become a Power Ranger?
Well, obviously, Power Rangers, we go out and we save the world from devastation and monsters and bad guys. So having a high level of discipline, awareness, focus, integrity, amazing physical skills, all of those things are part of the requirements of being a Power Ranger.
So, did you have a choice? I mean, were all the other colors taken and you defaulted to blue, or?
Well, of course I had a choice. I had my choice of all the colors, and blue was the one that fit me the best because I am of water nature, swim with the dolphins, ride with killer whales, you know, stuff like that. So naturally, blue was the color that fit me the best.
So as you know, IGN actually published a press release last week letting the world know that Lionsgate is going to be teaming up with Haim Saban for a potential re-envision of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. What are your immediate thoughts about a new Power Rangers movie?
Well, after many years of trying to convince them, finally they listened to my suggestions, and now they're moving forward with this film. But no, this is fantastic. The fans are going to go crazy. They've all been wanting this, and I'm just excited to see how everything develops.
Now, the Power Rangers franchise has been around for 21 years. Do you know what that means? It is actually older than me by 5 years. That being said, how would the franchise introduce a new generation of kids to the Ranger concept while still maintaining the fans from the previous incarnations?
The themes are always the same. You know, there's good versus evil. It's all about the average person turning into, you know, this superhero character and having the ability within to then morph into this larger-than-life superhero. It's something that attracts kids from all over the world because the Ranger, you know, concept gives people hope, and it gives them something to dream about, to get excited about. And so this is something that young and old, just like all the Marvel comic, you know, films out there, it provides people with this idea of fantasy, but based in reality.
So we mentioned that you were the Blue Power Ranger for a while, the Blue Lightspeed Ranger, actually. Let's assume that the Power Rangers exist in the real world. How might that affect the outcome of the new Godzilla movie? Like, if Godzilla attacked the city, would you morph into action and save it, or be squashed by a giant wizard?
Well, obviously, we're called Power Rangers for a reason. So the movie would be much shorter because it wouldn't take us that long. You know, first, Godzilla would probably identify our weaknesses right away, but then together we would quickly come back together, morph and get into our Zords, and then with our season, like the Lightspeed Rescue Rangers, you know, it would be very quick. It actually probably wouldn't be a very exciting movie, you know, Godzilla being defeated in the first 30 minutes. Once we do the character development of the story. It wouldn't be very exciting, actually, so it's probably better not to have us involved.
So what you're saying is instead of sending in Navy SEALs, if this ever happens, they should just send in the Power Rangers and everything will be solved.
If it actually happened, yes, unless you wanted to get a little bit more press out of it and publicity and boost you know, news ratings, then just hold off. Hold off until the ratings kick in and then go ahead and call the Rangers in.
So how about if the Autobots from Transformers went rogue and became the Decepticons all together, would the Power Rangers still be able to take them down?
Well, see, that's a great question, and people all over the internet have been debating, you know, everything from Transformers versus Power Rangers, Batman, Spider-Man versus Power Rangers, and again, it's quite simple, you know, who would come out in the end, you know, it's been 21 years, and not only have the Rangers been number one in toy sales, you know, throughout the history of the show, but they never lose. We always come together. There's always a way, because we're not just out there fighting evil, but we do it for a great cause. And so, yes, it would be a great battle, an epic battle. But of course, in the end, we would win out, and unfortunately, all the Transformers fans would be discouraged. But then we would step away, and they could do their next movie, and we won't be part of that one.
Besides being a Power Ranger, you are a man of many talents. At one time, you actually trained Taylor Lautner at martial arts?
Yes, Taylor started with me when he was 8 and a half years old, and we've had a great history since.
What was it like training him? You trained him for Sharkboy and Lava Girl, correct?
Yeah, so Taylor first, we met and we were training him for extreme martial art tournaments. He came to me as a very talented traditional martial artist, and then we trained him as an extreme martial artist. He won his world titles and then moved him out here, lived with me for his first pilot season, and then started coaching him, and then he worked with Robert Rodriguez. But yes, he's an extremely disciplined young child. And had great work ethic. He was not actually the most talented, but because of his work ethic, he was able to develop such a high level of skill at a very young age.
If Taylor was a Power Ranger, do you think he could cut it based on your expertise on the show?
Not only could he cut it, but actually we wouldn't even select him as a Ranger. See, we just had the last, the 20 years of Power Rangers. And see, Taylor's so highly skilled and highly trained. We would bring him in as like the captain of the 20 seasons of Rangers, not just as a special Ranger, because every year there's a special Ranger. There's the five main colors, and for my season there was the Titanium Ranger. He would be the Titanium of all 20 seasons. He's so skilled.
Got above the rest. So last year at Comic-Con 2013, Jason David Frank, also known as Tommy the Green and White Power Ranger, when he was quoted stating that the cool thing about the Power Rangers is that every kid can relate to them, how do you think this is possible, assuming that the Power Rangers are in their non-morphing mode?
Right. So, again, I believe it comes down to the theme. I believe that Jason David Frank has really helped to shape what 20 years of Power Rangers has been, because he's been on so many different seasons. He's out at conventions doing great work. And really what it is, they identify with the superhero character. Mm-hmm. And not just that, but an average person then transforming into the superhero version of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And although we as real people cannot morph into Power Rangers, actually, what we can identify is with that idea, that the dream of doing something bigger and better, having these superpower skills. And then when we educate people through the show, it really is about real-world skills like teamwork, like mentoring, like supporting your community that people can identify with. So, yes.
If you had to pick one favorite Ranger, which one would it be? Would it be the Blue Ranger or another one?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, obviously the right answer is the Blue Ranger.
Mike, I want to say thank you for being on the show today. I know you got to get on a plane later today, so thank you for being here, and I had a really great time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. I know I'm excited for the new Power Rangers movie after that. We're actually going to cut to a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to roll out number 4 on the Z-Pod, so stay tuned.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys. That song was called Hurricane by Chris Wallace and number 4 on the Z-Pod Shuffle. Wait a minute. Hold on. Andrew is holding up a sign in the control room. Let me read. Zach, go into number 3 because I'm running behind on Joe. wait. He's making a new one. It says, don't mock me. You know, it's probably bad of me, but I kind of like making him sweat sometimes. All right, guys, let's give you number 3. And then after this, we have an iHeartRadio artist in the studio with me for a little one-to-one, heart-to-heart conversation. But first, here's Jeremy Thurbert with the song Buzzkill.
Red cup, I'm soaring. Keep the night pouring. Lights are strong, I'm having fun. Keep going. Party perfection. Make your selection. It's about the time. Can you help me find some disco direction? Here coming with a bad bitch walk. Look on your face with a mad bitch talk. Like a hurricane meets a heart attack. You're a buzzkill. You rain on my parade. Use a little hint, girl, you need to get a grip. Just go and do your own thing. You're a buzzkill. You're f***ing up my game. Calling out my name, girl, you ain't got no shame. Would you please just go away?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host for Teens on Air, Zach Callison. Now, most people don't know this about me, but I actually get invited to a ton of these red carpet events, and you'd think that me being a kid in Hollywood, I would attend them and be really excited about them, but I actually kind of hate these things. I mean, I really can't stand walking down a red carpet and having a bunch of strange adults taking pictures of me, but when all the industry people are there, they can be fun, but sometimes it's a little weird. But last week I went to one, and I actually had a really good time. The red carpet event was a birthday party for a fellow entertainer of mine, Tamara Malek. And you may know her name. Tamara is actually one of the top contenders for Macy's iHeartRadio Rising Star competition. Actually, we do have her new single, which we're going to play in the Z-Pod Shuffle in a couple minutes. But before we do, I want to talk about this red carpet a little more. Here to help me with that is Tamara herself. Say hi.
Hi.
So, when you attend these things, you kind of have to wear something fancy, maybe designer. I actually ended up going with a high-end outfit that was made of the finest, most delicate fabrics of Bangladeshi cotton, which, in the case of this event, I chose most appropriately something from the Dr. Seuss line. It was none other than the Le Grinch pants. What did you wear?
I wore one of my favorite onesies. It was a purple hippo from Topshop. And the reason why I had everyone wearing onesies and PJs is because it was very Miley inspired. So of course there's going to be onesies. And also giant animal mascots running around dancing.
And Gumby, who jumped on my
back. Yeah, and Gumby.
I also did something at your party that was kind of against my morals. I'm not really proud of it, but I'm super glad that nobody was there to film it, especially TMZ. But if the mood was right, I'd actually do it again. Do you know what it is?
What did you do?
I was dancing. Not something I usually do, but I did a lot at your party last week. And aside from the party, I do understand that you have something to tell us that's super important.
Yes, I'm so excited that I'm in the top 25 in the iHeartRadio and Macy's Rising Star competition. The voting is online at iHeartRadio.com/Rising Star, and you can also listen to my song on InStyle Radio and click the thumbs up button when you hear it. And the winner actually gets to play at the festival in September in Las Vegas.
Congrats, that's cool.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you in Vegas.
Yes.
But for now, we're actually going to share your new single right here. This debuted last week.
Yes, it did. It's called Fingerprints, and it debuted on iHeartRadio, and the video will be out very soon, but right now it is in editing stages, so I'm very excited for it to come out.
All right, let's play the new single right now. It comes in at number 2 on the Z-Pod Shuffle. This is Fingerprints by Tamara Malek. Thank you for being here in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Been watching you lately, like no other boy, you drive me crazy. Undiscovered, I could be your baby. No one's hiding out, coming for you now. Hey, sneak out my window tonight. You're the one thing on my mind. Won't stop till I make you mine. Living out my dreams on a closet scene, baby.
All right, guys, that was Tamara Malek with Fingerprints. Now, I'm really happy. This has been one heck of a show, and Andrew just brought in a fruit basket here at Studio Z with a bunch of fruit roll-ups in it. I don't think that's a typical fruit basket, but I'll take it. So thank you for sending that. Speaking of taking, we're going to take a commercial break while we're at it, but come back. We're going to have number one on the Z-Pod Shuffle for all of you guys. Don't go away.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Teens on Air right here on Easy Way Broadcasting and Blog Talk Radio. I'm Zach Callison, and somebody just tweeted me that I sound a lot like the guy from Steven Universe. That's because I am the guy from Steven Universe. You know, it's fun because on a radio show, I can have my phone right here, and I can actually answer your guys' tweets during the entire show, and it doesn't mess me up. I think that's really cool. So if you guys don't have my Twitter yet, go follow me. It's at Zach Callison, ZachCallison. All right, guys, thanks once again for tuning in this week to Teens on Air. Next week, Friday at 6 p.m., I think we're going to actually start trying to roll out the charities portion of the show, so tune in next week. I think that's right. Right, Andrew? Got it. He's telling me that it is. So, cool. Thanks again, everyone. Coming in at number one on the Z-Pod Shuffle this week, it's an upcoming indie band I think you guys are really going to fall in love with. This is The Way I Feel by Play for Keeps. Night, everyone.